Assalamu alaikum. My name's Ali. I'm a regular attender at the mosque. Help out sometimes. You find me doing some calligraphy in the corner somewhere sometimes. So I was asked to do this DIY Ramadan memory, and honestly, I had no idea what to say. It took me a while to figure out what I wanted to talk about. So I warn you in advance that it's not the most exciting story, but it's a key memory for me in my little DIY story. So 10 plus years ago, I didn't really go to this mosque. I'd been brought up going into a completely different mosque with a completely different environment as well. So one of the first times I actually attended DUI was during Ramadan. I must have been about 13 or 14 years old. So on that particular day, it was the 27th night. So I'd actually gone to Tarawih in a different mosque. Pray Tarawih there, and in the mosque they had just finished the Quran, so they were giving out sweets and things like that. So it got quite late; it was probably gone 12 o'clock. Got home, and my dad said that he was going to Qiyam in a different mosque, and he asked me if I wanted to come. So I was kind of tired, but like for a kid, staying up between Tarawih and Suhoor is like next level stuff. So I was like, yeah, go on then, I'll tag along so I just don't have to go to sleep. So went with my dad to this random place, and first thing I noticed was, who are these people? Like, you know that feeling when you go into a mosque the first time and everyone kind of looks at you because you're the stranger there? That's how I felt. So it was a pretty weird feeling. I felt like quite out of place. I didn't really know many people. I knew a few people, but majority of people were just strangers to me. Next thing I noticed was different colours of people. So in my mosque, it was Pakistani mosque, so everyone was brown pretty much. And if someone else came into the mosque, you'd kind of look at them and be, hey, like, who's this? But when I got to DUI, everyone was different colours, different ethnicities, and I was shook. I was like, how have they managed this? But that's just something special about DUI. So Qiyam eventually started probably about 1 o'clock. Did almost fall asleep in between waiting for Qiyam, but got into my row and the Sheikh began to recite. Now I can't remember who the actual reciter was, but again, I was shook because there was such a beautiful recitation that it touched my heart, and I think it was probably the first time that just the recitation of the Quran had such a big impact on me. It gripped me. And suddenly I was not tired. And when you're in Tarawih sometimes, you may have had this feeling or not, I don't know. But you kind of get the feeling like you kind of want it to end a little bit. You know what I mean? But with this Qiyam, the hour or two that it was just did not want it to end. The time just flew by, and that feeling of peace and that closeness to Allah is why I came back to that mosque and became a regular to it. I think that every mosque is obviously the house of Allah, but DUI is just something else to me. Like many of you, it holds a special place in my heart, and it became a home for me too. It's not like another mosque I've ever been to. The amount of the different people that go, the different things that go on in the mosque, I really can't think of another place that does it. And every time you go in, I feel like I get that same feeling that when I first came to that mosque, and that feeling of closeness, and the impact that it has on me. So this memory of mine was just key to help me realize what a special place this is. So, if you managed to make it through my story, congratulations. May Allah bless you and protect you and stay safe. And I hope you have a great and successful Ramadan, and see you guys soon, inshallah. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.